Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek episode number 69. I'm Mike Earl.
Randy Orvis.
Matt Fowler.
And Josh Nyman.
As always, we will be discussing the tech news of the week and what other randomness we want. Today is September 13th.
Yes.
Like I said, it's Thursday and the Packers have finally scored their first 3 points of the game. But if you want to hear more about football, you can always listen to the Point After Attempt. Another podcast that happens before this one on Thursdays. Or you can just find it on iTunes and listen to all the old ones to get the latest NFL news and fantasy advice. We will have probably a shorter week this week. There's just couple big news things we'll talk about quick. Randy's actually not here, although you may have heard him on the intro.
Mike, I'm right here.
But he's... So I have Josh and Matt here filling in. So, is there anything you guys want to add before we kick it?
I think I'm good.
Okay. Yes.
I'll just kick in some weird stuff here.
All right. So, obviously, we all knew that this week would be yesterday was the Big Apple announcement and has consumed the media since then. Pretty much everything that came out was what we expected via the leaks that came out prior to the announcement. Everything was leaked online already. More or less, there were no surprises. They have a 4-inch screen now, and it's just basically longer, not what?
Nothing. I was just going to laugh at the 4-inch screen.
Oh, okay.
I got to be honest. I'm just going to throw this out there right away. I'd rather have seen them come out with two models, a 4-inch screen and a 4.8-inch screen. You know, just mix it up a little bit. Doesn't have to be just one phone. It can have two of different sizes.
Well, they do now. They have a 4 and a 3.5.
That's lame. This is America. Bigger is better.
Bigger is better is Josh's motto.
That's why I have my iPad.
There you go. Big Hold screen. Face.
You just Skype on it, right?
Yep, I do.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Works out. It does have LTE, which was expected. Of course, a Retina display still at 326 pixels per inch, 1136 by 640. Pretty much all the same stuff. They made the cameras better, a little better again. Added a panorama mode. iOS 6 is a big part of it. We talked about that a lot after WWDC. There's no NFC.
And what? No NFC? That's pretty standard on Android, isn't it?
Yeah, what do you use it for?
I use it for pay as I go at different places.
Yeah, where have you used it?
At work, at the vending machine, you can slide my phone right under there. Boom, I get a pop.
Do they really have NFC?
Yes.
Do you have it hooked up?
Yeah.
Have you used it?
Yeah, with my Google prepaid card it came with.
They're canceling that on October 30th.
I know. That's why I got to use it.
You got to use it up, right?
Yep. Buy sodas at work.
Have you used it anywhere else?
No, because I always don't want to look like a dummy trying to, you know, make it work or something.
There's an interesting article on The Verge the other day about a guy who likes to try to use it. He's one of the writers for the site, but he's like, what did he say? He's like, I'm going to try something weird here. And then he tries to use it, but it never seems to go through.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of problems with NFC, which is why, because you have like PayPal and Square trying to fight out and Visa, and the carriers all are trying to get this ISIS thing going, which is similar to NFC, but their own version of it. It's weird because in Europe, they have a pretty standard NFC system. And I would love for that to come to America, but because it's all so competitive, like same thing with the carriers there. Like you can take your carrier, you can get any phone on any of the carriers. Like it's not like this carrier is exclusive to this phone. Like,
yeah.
They have interoperability so that you can just swap out SIM cards in any phone and it'll work whichever carrier you want. But that's a whole net neutrality issue.
That sounds like freedom.
It is freedom.
How come we don't have freedom?
I don't know. It's weird. You'd think because instead we have corporations.
Yeah, well, I feel like we're being oppressed.
By the corporations?
Yes.
We are, kind of.
The man is holding you down.
The man is definitely holding us down. I want to just pick whatever phone I want.
That would be actually a really good system for you, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I love to buy phones.
It would be great for Josh. And that's why a lot of people buy unlocked phones from Europe, because they're all unlocked, because you can use them on anything.
Yeah.
Although they are way behind in LTE. I will say that.
I don't care.
But that's, you know, it is what it is. Use your Wi-Fi at home anyway, right? He's like, I don't use Wi-Fi, Mike. They've updated the audio but they have HD voice coming in with the new iPhone. However, none of the carriers in America support it, but all the ones in Europe do.
Nice.
which is just it's more closer to a landline type connection as opposed to the crappy signal everyone has now. They're claiming 8 hours of talk time on 3G and up to 225 hours of standby time.
Does it have a removable battery?
It does not. Does your phone?
Yeah. Nice. Of course it does. It's an Android.
Not all Androids do.
I don't know, the ones I've owned have.
I don't think Randy's does.
How would it not?
Because that's how you make phones smaller.
Yeah, he buys weird phones.
HTC 1X?
Yeah.
1S?
1S? I like to roll with the big ones because America's bigger is better.
I don't think the new droids don't either. The Max and the Max HD LTE 472. I'm just adding numbers in there because they make crazy names. And of course, standard AirPlay mirroring. And if you have an Apple TV, you can go ahead and use it on there. And they've updated, like I said, iOS 6 is updated with a number of things. You know, their thing was pretty long for everything I just went over. They're adding.
But what about the? Did you mention the
new dock. Charging cord? Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. They have a new dock.
$30.
Well, it's not $30 for an adapter, right? Yeah. But, I mean, they sell you a cord. It's funny how construed the media gets. Someone told me that they didn't even think it came with a charger. But it's funny how things, you know, kind of get changed via the media and whatnot. The new dock connector is a lot smaller, and they did that to fit more into it to make the phone smaller. And really, it's time for a change. I mean, it's been 8 years.
What I've kind of been curious of is like, okay, I was at the T-Mobile store maybe like a year ago or something like that, and I bought a new phone, and I said, oh, cool, you know, it has the same micro USB as my old phone does. And the guy said, oh, yeah, well, they're all converting over to the, like, you know, the government said, you know, you got to make them all universally the same because it makes everything more universal for people, a lot easier to use. What exempts Apple from that?
Well, the guy was probably misinforming you because I don't think the government's actually forcing that to happen.
See, because I kind of wondered, but like every phone I see.
But it's funny because in Europe that actually is true, and in Europe they are putting out an adapter to go from there. They are putting an adapter to make it a USB, a micro USB to that port, because in Europe it is illegal to do it.
I think it should be because it would be a lot nicer. I mean, like you're at a buddy's house, you're like, oh, dude, my phone's dead. You know, just bam, charge it up.
Right. And it's funny because they did make an adapter, but it's only going to be for sale in Europe because they have to.
But you can probably get it on eBay, though, I suppose.
I'm sure you could, or on Amazon even, maybe. But it's funny that they told you that because I've never heard that here.
Yeah, when he told me that, I was like, well, that's genius. That makes sense. I was like, awesome.
Because
now I can just feel free buying as many car chargers as I want because I know I'm going to always work with these phones I keep buying every 6 months.
It's true. Otherwise,
you got to change out car chargers. You got to get your extra charger for at work.
The big thing with the iPhones now is the 30-pin to the 8-pin is that there's a ton of accessories that are already made for it. But, like, I was thinking about it. Like, I don't have anything except for my hi-fi. But even that, like, I don't put my phone on it anymore because it doesn't fit. Like, my iPod still goes, but I just use an audio cable to connect to that. I don't actually have any other accessories. Apple's really pushing... They basically just want you to use it for a charger, which the micro USB would make sense for that. And I'm not sure why they didn't go that route other than they like to make you pay for their stuff.
See, they don't like to conform. It's a terrible thing to conform.
But
that kind of has been their thing, though. They're...
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, they've always just done what they wanted and don't care. And what is it? It works out pretty well for them. I mean, they're the most valuable company in the world ever.
Not the most liked company in the world ever, though.
Who do you think is?
I don't know. Well, most people, when they say, hey, I'm going to buy a computer, they don't say, I'm going to buy an Apple.
Actually, I think the trend is changing.
You think, but you don't know. That's what I'm saying.
Well, year over year, they're up much higher than the PC companies.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Where's your data to back it up?
I think it's like 16% and 2%.
I don't know. I still don't.
They did have a stat.
I don't know. Just not really a huge fan. Meh.
Yeah.
Meh.
That's fine. Everyone can have their own opinions. That's true. No, I'm fine with that. Like, I mean, Randy discuss it all the time too. I mean,
I'm trying to be Randy's voice.
I know, I get it.
I'm drinking the Randy Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
They also announced that they would have a new earbuds, which their old earbuds apparently everyone hates. So it makes sense that they finally released some new ones.
I think I remember getting them with an iPod. They hurt my ears.
Really?
If I recall right, yeah.
I never had any issues with them. Have you ever used the white ones?
I was never a fan of the earbuds. So
like any ever?
Yeah, like
I would much rather have over-the-ear headphones, personally.
Well, I don't mind the ones that got, like, the newer ones that got, like, the almost like a gel that go, like, kind of in your ears a little bit. Those feel comfortable and fine to me.
See, what I just always felt weird putting something in my ear. One of the ones that kind of, like, hooks around the ear, and then it comes, like, halfway in.
Oh.
Kind of.
Yeah.
But yeah, just, like, the sticking it all the way in my ear, and then it's always popping out, always just pissed me off.
Right. So supposedly these are supposed to be better. I haven't seen any reviews of the earbuds yet, but they said they're 3 years in the making.
That'd be a lovely thing to have people testing out at your trade shows.
Hey, let me check these out real quick. You want to try it out? Put this in your ear.
That sounds really good.
Yeah, you know, just the usual. This phone is a lot smaller than the last model. It is only What?
Just laughing at Jay Cutler. Did you see him just like cussing out the left tackle?
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's 0.3 inches thin, or 7.6 millimeters. So I think the current model is 8.5 or something, but it looks much thinner. But yeah, and then they also announced a new iPod Touch, which will also be the same 4-inch screen. It's funny to me is that they keep everything like a step back. So like the new iPhone has the A6 processor. They just finally upgraded the iPod Touch to the A5.
Yeah, it kind of makes sense because you make it cheaper then, right? Because, I mean...
Well, they make it cheaper for one, and for two, they don't want people to start buying only the iPod Touches because they make so much more money on the phones because of the carriers.
Yeah.
So they don't want to cannibalize the market because a lot of people do that anyway. Like, they'll get just a Wi-Fi hotspot because you can make calls over Skype, phone calls, and you don't have to have a carrier then. And you can, you know, there's plenty of apps that allow you to text via... Your iPod Touch or whatever. I mean, you probably even have done it on your iPad. Maybe I don't. You know,
I haven't done like texting or anything like that
but,
on the iPad.
But the idea is there that you could you know use any of those things, and you won't even have to worry about having a carrier. I mean, for the hotspot, obviously you still have to. Or some people get the iPod or the iPad with like 4G or something, and then hotspot their iPod Touch and use that for a phone. And they do make them world phones again, so the LTE is good throughout. I mean, you can roam with them, although I did read that the AT&T ones have less bands, and so you'll have more problems roaming around the country with them, but they'll all be LTE.
Now, I was reading something about there was a carrier that's not grandfathering in, like, their old...
Unlimited
plan.
Oh, actually, it's pretty funny. So I have AT&T and I still have unlimited data. And both AT&T and Verizon are kind of trying to fight and get that away. So, but with AT&T, you can still get your, like, I can get the iPhones at the subsidized price of $199 for the lowest model, whereas unsubsidized, it's $649. Yeah. But I could still do that upgrade and stay with my unlimited data plan. But if I was on Verizon and I wanted to keep my unlimited data, I would have to pay full price for the phone. They're not going to subsidize it to the $199. Mm. So you have to pay $649 to get the phone then, which I think is pretty shitty of them.
Oh yeah, it's just.
I mean, because they just want people to.
Yeah.
And especially because it's the LTE, I think, is really what's doing it. Like the 3G networks are pretty built. It took them a long time, but they're still rolling out the LTE. And with everyone trying to hop on it, right? Like, since they're going to sell a ton of phones, regardless of what you think about it, they're going to sell a shit ton of phones.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to bog down all the... And I've read a lot of people wondering, like, how this is going to affect all the networks. Sprint is the only one still offering unlimited data. And they still are.
What about T-Mobile?
T-Mobile does not offer the iPhone, however...
Oh, yeah. See, they have unlimited
data. But they're like... They've been... teaching all their employees how to work with unlocked iPhones because they're trying to like tell people, hey, unlock your iPhone and come to T-Mobile.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Oh, we got unlimited data. We're
but you cheap. Can't we can't hotspot anymore.
What do you mean?
Like, because you could pay $80 for the unlimited plan.
Oh, yeah.
But then no hotspotting. Yeah. Which I think is weird. And then the AT&T is telling you that because now they've before you could only FaceTime over Wi-Fi, but with iOS 6 they're adding it over cellular. But the AT&T, you have to get one of their new share everything plans. If you have an old plan, they're not going to allow you to do it. Which is another net neutrality problem that has been brought up a lot. But right now, they still have all the power. I mean, maybe there'll be a class action lawsuit. I don't know. That's what happened to Verizon recently with their hot spotting, trying to block apps that do it. They said it's in the FCC.
Federal Communications
Commission. They said that they couldn't do that. And so now Verizon has to allow people to do the hot spotting, which is why it's weird to me that T-Mobile can do that and not allow people to hotspot, because the FCC just had a case against Verizon, pretty much the same thing.
Well, maybe we should file.
Maybe you should.
I like hotspotting.
Right. I mean, it's a...
It's even fun to say hotspotting.
Look at me, I'm a mobile hotspot.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So the cameras are better, Siri's updated. New. They made the speakers are smaller on the bottom, and they made those instead of from only having three... basically three levels in each of them, three magnets. They now have five. They made the cameras smaller, but still better in quality. I think that's pretty much it. I mean, iOS 6 is the biggest thing. And I mean, like you said, like a lot of these features are on Android phones, and they've never claimed that they're the first, I don't think.
They never claim anything. They just do stuff. And
they just do what they want.
Yeah.
But it is the combination like communist of Germany. The hardware and the... It is like communist Germany, but it is the combination of the hardware and software together that makes it such a seamless experience. I mean, you've had your iPhone for a while. I mean, do you like it?
Oh, I love it, yeah. I mean, it's my first smartphone, though, too. Right. So he's never had
Android. He had a brick before.
So it's
that.
Like, you know, just... You get in there, you're 16 years old, you know, it's prom night, you're having a good time, but then, you know, give it a couple of years, and you're 21, and you're going to be like, oh, man, this is way better, if you know what I'm saying.
I honestly, like, if I was to change, I would almost maybe even go to Windows. Like, Windows is really doing some cool things. The only problem is I don't think they're going to be able to launch when they're supposed to. Like, I don't think they're ready like they say they are. Like, oh. I think we're going to see them delay the Windows Phone 8, but that's a whole nother story.
I mean, the thing I like about my iPhone is like the way it ties together with my iPad.
Right.
I had already gotten that.
It is an ecosystem they're selling. I mean, and same thing with Amazon. That's why the Kindle Fires do so well, is it's because that Amazon ecosystem. And I mean, we've talked about this before, but you guys don't use Amazon Prime, but like it would enhance that thing so much. And like, you know, you said, Tracy would like to get that because it opens up like all those videos and the books, but it's a whole nother cost too that you're adding on top. I mean, that's how they get you with their, sure, the device is cheap, but then they want you to buy all these other things.
Yeah.
Whereas Apple goes for both. They're going to charge you for the device.
Yeah. We're going to charge you $500. Here you go.
It's only 200, but you know,
well, I know, but if you go buy an iPad, you're like, here's $500. Bam.
Yeah. And there's still the rumored iPad mini coming out. Oh, look at him go.
When's the mini supposed to come out?
They're supposed to have an announcement in October.
October. Early October or late October?
I would say mid.
What are the rumored sizes?
7.8.
What is the rumored price?
I've seen 250. If they could do 200, I think that'd be crazy, but I don't think they would.
I bet
250. I bet 250.
They like to bleed their customers dry, so it would 249. Be more like 300.
249. I could see 299, but I think they'd go for 249.
I don't know.
But we'll see what happens with that. So they launched the iPod Touch as well. We talked about that a little. The bigger size, the improved camera. They're keeping it all scale back, but, you know, in general. A new Nano. A Nano is no longer just a little square-sized. It's a little more square. More rectangle. Does anybody buy iPods?
Yeah, does anybody even buy that stuff anymore? I mean, after like, you know, getting used to a cloud service, I couldn't see ever buying one again.
Well, that's like I was saying before, like people carry around, like even Alyssa does. She carries around that hotspot with her.
Yeah.
The little jetpack, the Verizon jetpack, and that's her internet. And then she just, because her phone's a piece of crap, so she just uses her iPod Touch for everything.
Yeah.
She texts people. She doesn't make calls on it, but other than that, that's like her primary thing to check Facebook on, to check Path, or, you know, whatever it may be. And so I think people, and I think other people see, like, a lot of people that have kids, like, they don't want their kids to play with their phones, so they just buy them an iPod Touch.
I suppose.
And when they're at home with them, they use them, and it works just fine. Like you said, like, I would need the cloud, but if I'm at home all the time, like, even my iPad, though, you could say the same thing about that. Like, I don't have one with cellular.
Well, I don't know. It's just like the only thing I really think about for an iPod is I always just think about music. You know what I mean? Like, so like when I go to the gym, I bring my phone because my phone's not that big and I just put it in my pocket and it works the same thing.
But I think people don't see it as that anymore. Like, it's not just a simple media player anymore. Like, it's become so much more. Like you said, like...
Yeah, but then you got to carry around a hotspot or you have to be at home or... I don't know. It's just, to me, it just...
I wonder. Like, I don't hang out in a lot of gyms, so... But yeah. Do they have hotspots at gyms? Like, every restaurant you go into
has one. They're all different. I mean, it all depends. Hotels. Like, if you go to your YMCAs, it costs more, they do. But if you go to your Snap Fitness, I don't think so. But they might... The neighboring Caribou might.
Right.
But, I mean...
Well, like, even with Randy and his Nexus, like, he uses Nexus, doesn't have internet, and that's what he listens to music on. He uses his phone as a hotspot.
Yeah.
And he just does it through there.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, it makes sense.
But again, I think once you have apps downloaded, like, for kids, I think it's more for games.
I don't know, like, if I had, like, a 10-year-old, I'd probably just buy him a smartphone and call it a day and tell him, download this.
You think so?
Yeah. It's a progressive world we're living in.
Some people don't want people to have kids, don't think kids should have phones that early, though. I mean, it all depends on the parents, I guess.
I don't know, maybe I'm progressive, but I think they should. I mean, the more they get used to the technology and the better they become at it, the more proficient and, you know, better they can become at, you know.
Owen had Danny's old phone until he lost it, so.
Yeah, see? It's, I
and
mean,
now,
yeah,
and like, now he's probably going to get her next one.
Well, yeah, see, it's just same thing like, you know, Andrew, he knows how to. Open up Tracy's Kindle. You know, he knows how to unlock it and go to different apps and go to this. I'm going to play this. And he's 3 years old.
It's funny how, because it's funny because I've read different things on it, but like, it's actually the iPods and the touchscreens, the Nexuses, the Kindles, like they're insanely intuitive. Like they've given them to kids that don't speak English, have never even seen a computer, and they can use it right away because it's the touchscreen and stuff. The reason it's harder for us to adapt is because we grew up having to have a keyboard and a mouse to do everything.
Yeah.
And like, it's the same problem that Windows is going to have going to Windows 8 is that we all grew up using the Windows the way we know it. And they're trying to change everything. But for new users, it's going to be a much more easy experience to learn.
Makes sense.
Like the user interface is going to be much more intuitive as opposed to the way it is now, where everything's a giant file system essentially.
Yeah.
And so that's the problem is that they're threatening to lose all these users they've had forever because they need to change eventually, and so it's just like changing the dock on the iPod. They have to do it eventually. It's going to need to change. But yeah. That's all I got about that. So then they had new Nanos, which is a little more rectangle. The last ones were square, and people were making watches out of them. But now they're a touchscreen, a bigger one, and they have a home button again. And they have a little looped cord. And a big thing that they also announced is iTunes 11, which will be out in October. I still don't know if it'll be enough, but they really need to... iTunes has become so bloated. And it's not even a good name for it anymore because there's apps, books, yeah. Movies. It's not just music. But we'll see how well that works. I mean, I try not to use iTunes at all anymore, really, on my computer anyway, just because it takes so long to load. I mean, I have a ton of stuff in it, so maybe that's part of the problem, but it's easier just to use things on my phone, you know? Well, Ray Lewis is the next of Football Life.
I want to watch it.
So that's mainly all the Apple stuff. Is it enough to upgrade from a 4S? I honestly don't know.
Especially not if they want you to pay the $600-some. I wouldn't.
Well, from Verizon, right.
Yeah, I would be like, yeah. I mean,
but seeing as how I personally, I have a 4. I didn't get the 4S. So for me, it's the next lot. I mean,
but what is a 4S going to cost now? Is that going to be like $99?
Yep. And then the 4s are free on contract.
Ooh, see?
So my phone is essentially the free phone now. The 4Ss are 100 and the 5s are 200.
Does that make you feel dirty?
No, but it's also smaller, like, the free one's only 8 gig.
Well, I don't know, I mean, like, if I go into a store and I see that my phone is free now, I feel all dirty and I need a new phone.
Well, I plan to get a new phone.
Let's see, there you go. Are you going to get the 5?
Yeah.
Are you going to be offering a product review and putting it up on BleedGeek.com?
I probably will.
That makes sense.
They go on sale technically tonight at midnight, but they're going on sale, a pre-order tonight, but technically it's going to be 2 a.m. Central because it's midnight Pacific.
Yep.
At least that's both for, I believe, Sprint and Apple has said that, but I don't think Verizon or AT&T have said specifically any time, but I would assume that they will both be the exact same. And then they go on sale in stores next Friday, the 21st. And they have been not said specifically, but I'm sure it'll be 7 when they open, just like it always has been. So if you don't get a chance, they usually go pretty fast online, so you either got to get them tonight or tomorrow morning if you get up early enough. Otherwise,
go get an Android.
Go get in line.
Oh. Come on, you know you love that commercial where a guy walks in, what's that? When they're all standing in line. It's like, oh, it does all this. And he's like, aw, why am I waiting in line?
Yeah.
I love it.
It is a funny commercial. I agree. It's a funny commercial. But I also think it's making fun of the people they're trying to get, and I think that's bad marketing. Like, I think the commercial is funny.
Yeah, but they're also kind of saying, don't be a dummy. Get over here with us.
Right, but they're calling you a dummy at the time.
Kind of, but it's okay. It's a negative with a positive reinforcement.
It's like constructive criticism,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, because, you know, you first you break them down and you build them up. Like, if you say, hey, Mike, off. You're a freaking idiot. Don't know how to play fantasy football. Hey, but good pickup this week with getting CJ Spiller. You know, you feel good about what you did.
I can't believe you just called me. I mean, that's the big iPhone news. I doubt you're going to upgrade since you just bought your phone, huh?
No, I mean, my initial plan was to wait.
But then your phone, crapped out on you. And really, for like I said, for the 4S's, it'll upgrade to everything.
Yeah.
Like, it'll get all the features of iOS 6. They faked it. The Packers just faked a punt and a field goal and got a touchdown.
Thank God the kicker didn't throw it.
And Tom Crabtree. It was Crabtree. It's a tight end. We're watching the game live, obviously, but the Packers just faked a field goal and got a touchdown, in case you're curious.
Ballsy move.
So all the iOS 6 features will be fully available on the 4S, whereas some of them start to drop off on the 4, and there's hardly only a few of them that are available on the 3GS.
And the thing for me is, like, I don't need, you know, I mean, the screen's not that much bigger.
Right.
But I'm not someone where I like the size of this.
Right,
this is like a perfect size for me.
I mean, Josh is all about...
I mean, when a girl says the perfect size, what do you think that really means? Yeah, you guys know what I'm saying.
Josh likes a bigger phone.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that extra half inch, it matters, if you know what I'm saying.
That works out pretty well for you, because Aaron Rodgers didn't get any points either.
That's true. Neither did Mason Crosby. Whoop, whoop.
Nice. Excuse me, Mason Crosby.
Yep.
We got one there, right?
One there, yeah.
So, we're digressing. It's almost halftime.
Is that part of special teams, you think? Is that a special teams touchdown? How does that work?
Oh, I hope not.
I hope so.
I think it would be.
I kind of think so.
Yeah.
We'll have to check that out.
Yeah.
Tune in next week to the Point After Test, and we'll let you know.
As we break it down.
Like I said, I want to upgrade from the 4S, but coming from the 4, I think it's a good upgrade, and people that don't use Apple products, I mean, it is the combination of the hardware and the software together. Like, Android's doing a lot of really cool things, I fully agree, but the fragmentation is just ripping it apart. Like,
yeah, but they're getting better at building it all together, wouldn't you agree?
I think they have some really good phones. I think most of the phones are crap, though, because they put the skin on them. Like, I think you have the best Android phone out there, and I can't believe you're selling it.
Yeah, that's how I roll. I like to mix it up.
The S3 does some good things, but I don't think, because it's not pure Android, that would bother me. But that's each person's own opinion. So, what?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
All right. Look, there's a Galaxy S3 ad right there. On my computer, not on the TV, obviously. So Nintendo had a little announcement today. The Wii U will be releasing on November 18th in the U.S., starting for $299.99, and November 30th in Europe.
And Australia.
And there will be a deluxe version for $349, which will be black and have double the size.
It's more than double, because it's going from, the basic is an 8 gig.
Oh, to 32,
and
right.
The deluxe is 32.
Are you going to go pick up a Wii U, Matt? You're considering it.
Not really. Especially not when it initially comes
out. But you're curious. No? No curiosity?
Not much, no. I mean, I like the Wii in the creative stuff it did with movement. everyone's kind of picked that up, though, and is doing it their own way. I don't know. I don't... The whole, like, tablet piece, too, I don't get it. I'm not...
I don't think it'll take off right away. But then again, I didn't think that about the last one. Because, again, like, it to me, gaming was a controller. Like, if I wanted to play sports, I'd go play sports, right?
That's what made it so different. Like, it by taking away the controller, it made it such a different experience that I had people my age buying Wiis for their parents.
Oh, yeah. I bought easily six of them for people because I frequent stores a lot at odd hours at the time anyway. And so people are always like, hey, if you see one, pick me up one.
Yeah.
Older people, like you said, like, you know, other generations.
Because it was a different way of gaming.
Right.
It made it accessible to...
It's sort of like the touchscreen thing. It's just intuitive. Like, you move, the thing moves.
But again, it reached a large... Like, it took gaming from that console experience...
To a party experience?
To a party experience, yeah. And I think that's why the Wii succeeded.
I think they're trying to recreate that, and I agree that I don't think it'll work.
Yeah,
I think there are some cool things they're doing, but I think it'll be... I think they're going to need to... I think in time, maybe, they'll have some really cool games, and maybe they'll kind of find a niche for it. But I think to start out, it's not going to be quite that captive. Yeah. And they're talking the games will be about $60.
Which is the typical now.
I mean, right, which seems ridiculous. And I believe the standard version doesn't come with a game, but the other one comes with Nintendo Land, which is their new Wii Sports. And it comes with rebates for some online stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, but for $50, why wouldn't you just go that extra $50 right away then?
Yeah.
Because there's quite a bit of value there in that extra $50.
But I think sometimes people look at that $50 and...
I think it's not so much the $50 as the fact that one is $299, so it's under $300, and the other one is in the $300 range, and just seeing that difference in numbers, I think, makes it seem... Like, at first, I thought it was more than $50, but then when I actually looked closer, I was like, oh, it's just $50, you know? You gonna pick one up, Josh?
No.
You bought, like, three Wiis, right?
Yeah, but I don't know. I'm just not really into the whole Wiis anymore. I don't really video game that much as I used to.
Right. Well, neither do I.
I'm sure Grand Theft Auto will come out in the fall, and I'll be like, oh, here I am again.
Getting an Xbox.
I'm out in the streets. No, I got a PS3.
Oh, that's right.
But I'll be hitting the streets again, you know, banging hookers and throwing them out of the car, then taking my money back.
That's what you do. It makes sense. Classic
things.
The joys of Grand Theft Auto.
Kind of makes me want to play Grand Theft Auto right now.
I love that game. I can't go wrong.
Overall, it'll be interesting. I'm curious, but I won't be buying one by any means.
Yeah, it's...
I think Nintendo is still being silly in their whole, let's not sell our software. Like, they make great games. Like, they need to do the Sega. Like, I hate to say it, but I see them becoming Sega. Like,
away from the console.
They're all software now, you know? And it's nice, because they still get a lot of money. Like, they need to get in the... Like, the 3DS is not doing well. And if they put Pokemon out on iOS, you know how much money they could make on that? I mean, you download it. Red, the original? Or how about a Super Mario game on your iPad?
Oh, yeah.
Metroid.
One of the things I love about the Wii is the...
Mario Party.
The ability to go back and play all those old games.
Oh, right. Like, that's what I'm saying. They don't even have to make new games. Just port Super Mario from NES.
That's the thing I would do.
Give me Super Mario 3. I'll play that all day. I have an NES just for that reason.
I put off a lot of studying during college with a NES emulator. Just sitting around playing those games.
I've been there. Played a lot of The Addams Family on NES. It was a great game. But yeah, emulators were a fun time.
Oh yes, those were great.
But how easy would it be for them to port it to Iowa? You know, like, they would make a killing. Are they calling that incomplete?
They're calling it complete.
Looked like it touched.
I think it might be challenged.
But anyway. Those are the biggest two things this week. There wasn't even that much other stuff that I can think of off the top of my head. So I think
most people are kind of smart to just stay away. And they, I mean, if you know Apple's doing something, you're going to get.
That's why they had all the announcements last week. With that, I think we will wrap things up here. You can always follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/bleedgeek. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/bleedgeek. Tumblr at bleedgeek.tumblr.com. I feel like I missed some. You can call us at 406-79-GEEKS. You can email us at fans@bleedgeek.com or follow us individually. I am at Mike037. Josh is at the Nyman.
That's true.
And at Fowler FF, but again, don't bother because I never tweet. So.
And you can follow Randy at the Crandall. You can check out what Matt's doing. Maybe you'll have some summer movie extravaganza coming up soon.
I haven't. Yeah, I wanted to have it up this weekend, and I had some work stuff I had to do. But
he's claiming shenanigans over there. But check it out.
I have my training on Saturday, so maybe.
So check him out at bleegeek.com/movies. And if you are also watching the Packers game right now and you want to know what else happened last week, this coming week, next week in football, Josh will tell you all about it next week on The Point After Attempt.
Oh, yeah, I will.
Which will be right here live Thursday on bleegeek.com/live. With that, we thank you for listening as always. I'm Mike Earl.
Randy Orvis.
Matt Fowler.
Josh Nyman.
And thank you for listening.